Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Cookie Jar coming up at 7:35 on a Friday. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates. We're here on a football Friday. Lions will play the Commanders. Is revenge on the mind? What's the emotion heading into this weekend's game against the Commanders? It's been a down week, right? They lost to the Vikings, and you feel like you lost the deadline. Where are people at on Friday? John, where are you at?
This probably is more like the San Francisco game, because San Francisco, the year before, you knocked you out of the playoffs, and then you play them at the end of the season. But I'm more of, I want to see quality football from the Detroit Lions. I want to see them stop the run. Maybe coming out of last week, because we had a couple of weeks where the offensive line didn't look great and they weren't able to protect Goff. I want to see that improved, and there's no question it has to be improved if they got any hope of being contenders in the division or in the postseason. But I was shocked that the Vikings, with that group of running backs and the offensive line that was as banged up as they were able to run the ball for nearly 150 yards. That, to me, was shocking.
It really helped out a young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Good field position, but also a run game. It's not like J.J. McCarthy threw for 300 yards.
No. I mean, he made some good throws and made the throws
downs
he had to make. Yeah,
some third and longs where he handled a blitz and got the ball out and put an accurate ball.
But he's also throwing to Jefferson and Addison and Naylor and, like,
Hockenson.
Okay, yeah, you know, he's got good receivers. Like, I don't see this group of receivers, even if they were all healthy, they're not on that level.
No.
And Mariota, maybe it's a 1-to-1 with J.J. for where both of them are in their respective careers.
Some ticket techs. Truthfully, I hope we walk into their house, smack them around, eat all their food in the fridge, leave all the lights on, and walk out with Brian Branch double middle fingers to the sky. Josh from CMT.
There's some good food out there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crab cakes.
You big seafood guy?
I do enjoy seafood,
like,
yeah.
Fresh catch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some really good food out there. Everybody that's going to this game have contacted me and said, hey, where should I go eat? I've given them a couple of tips here and there. So I'd be okay with going and eating everything in their fridge.
Lions have too many question marks to worry about revenge. This is more of a statement game for sure, from an unnamed texter.
Yeah, I do think it is a statement. It's a statement that, hey, we're not going away. We are, and there's not a lot to be gained of beating a team that has their backup quarterback and some injuries. I don't think I can overstate that, but it's more about the Detroit Lions. It's more about going out there and playing disciplined football. 10 penalties, two guys, veterans going in. It still drives me nuts, the amount of penalties that they had last week coming out of a bye week.
For all the worry in the fan base, the Lions are still second in scoring, averaging 30 a game. I don't want revenge. I want to win and no injuries. Is it as simple as just win the game, or does it have to be more than just win the game?
it's got to be more than just win the game for me. I mean, that's when it comes down to it, just win the damn game. But they need to win it, and it needs to feel good. It needs to look good. Things need to work.
You don't want like a gross 24-23, like the Patriots beat the Falcons last week by a point. You don't want anything like, oh, they missed on an extra point, and that's why we won.
Oh.
No, you want this to, it doesn't have to be the disco deal, but you need to go out there and run the ball. Goff needs to have a little bit of swagger. They need to move the ball when they get to third down. They need to protect Goff. I don't want to see another 4 or 5 sack game, which have been the case the last 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, it's 10 over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I do want to address the first part of that text. The Lions are second in scoring at 30 a game. It's a factual statement, but I think you got to be a little honest with yourself here.
Yeah.
If your quarterback's getting sacked more than at any point in his career, if you're 25th in the NFL on third downs, if you're running the ball significantly worse than you were a year ago, how sustainable is 30 a game? And how much of that's propped up by what they did against the Bears putting up 50?
And the Ravens with 38.
Right. I mean, it's 3 straight weeks where the offense hasn't exactly hummed. They haven't scored 30.
Right.
So, sure, it's a factual statement. I can't fight your
right.
facts.
And it's 37 against a really bad Bengals defense.
Yeah.
And that didn't even, we didn't even come out of that game feeling really good about the offense, even though they scored 37.
You guys have been crying all week. I can't wait to play the audio from this show at the Super Bowl parade. I mean, by all means. I don't think John shed a single tear. I know I can be kind of whiny, but by all means, play it at the Super Bowl parade. I'd love to be at the Super Bowl parade. I'll be the butt of the joke. Brad Holmes can bring me up into a dunk take. I don't care.
I don't know that I've been crying. I just have my concerns because the offensive line has not been the one that we have grown accustomed to.
Yeah, and I don't know how a person like that can deny troubling numbers of 21 yards less per game rushing than last season. They're not that team from last year. Can they get there? Maybe. They're a contender, but they've got some flaws. This other thing is this third down efficiency. Last year, I think they were top 5.
They were elite.
Yeah, this year, they're 25th. That is extremely troubling.
But it all goes hand in hand. If you take sacks, you have longer third downs. If you can't run the ball, you have longer third downs. Well, what are harder to convert? Long third downs.
Right, and that's why I asked Dan about it, and I prefaced it by, I know that part of the third down issue is you've got to be better on first and second. But a big part of the last 2 years of being able to convert on third down has been the utilization of that third wide receiver. Right now, that should be Isaac Tislah. But they haven't used him as such. We haven't seen that benefit of having that third receiver where they cover, hey, it's third down. What are we going to do? We're going to make sure that Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't beat us. We're going to make sure that J-Mo doesn't get us deep. Laporta, we're going to put a body on him. That should leave the third wide receiver as a major target on some of those third downs.
And what did Dan tell you?
We want to get him more involved in the offense. I mean, he needs to be on the field more, not just as a special teamer.
We're post-bye week. I mean, this is when rookies tend to come on a little more.
And there is a difference there, what you said about third and even fourth receiver. I looked at the numbers from last year, and they're nowhere near the targets and receptions for Patrick and Raymond last year versus Tislah and Raymond this year. I mean, and it all goes back to the offensive line because they have to keep tight ends in the block.
It's they're playing more 12 personnel, which is double tight end.
It's kind of a vicious circle. Until you see this offensive line play more consistent, it's not going to change.
Well, and that's why it's not just win the game this week. You're 8.5-point favorites.
Right.
Like, the goal is not to just go and win the game by a dinky little field goal. The goal is to go in there and look like a behemoth offensively.
I need a win in my picks. I really do. I need one bad.
We need to see them do that, though, against a good defense. Because that's going to be the takeaway from this week. Even if they look fluid, people are going to criticize the Commanders' defense.
But you got to get to Philly, in other words.
Yes, like, exactly.
I don't know how much of... You can make a statement. I don't know how big a statement. But you got to keep it moving, build momentum so that Philly can be that game for them.
Right. And Philly, for me, I mean, okay, looking ahead a week, is more about our defense against their offense. And stopping the run against Saquon Barkley and being able to be good in the secondary against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, their defense right now, and I know they made some additions at the trade deadline, even before the trade deadline, but their defense is ranked right in the middle of the NFL, 15, 16, 17.
But let's be real here. The strong front sevens that they've played have beaten our offense. I mean, that's Green Bay. That's the Vikings have a good front seven.
Yeah, but this front seven for the Eagles hasn't played like the front seven for the Eagles last year.
But we've yet to see the Lions play offense play well against a good defense.
Right. And so having said what I just said, that the Eagles front seven hasn't played the same, where's the strength of that defense? Is there two defensive tackles?
Interior.
In Jordan and Carter. Like, where is the weakness of our offensive line?
Right over
interior of the offensive line.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. Like, that's going to be one of those matchups a week from now. Now you got to get there. Like, right. lose this game and mess around and don't look sharp in this game.
Yeah.
You're only going to feed more of the fear that people have. Like, the season's not going to end the way we want it to. Yeah.
Mess around in Washington and find out what happens.
You have to pass algebra before you can take calculus.
Correct. Yes.
248-539-9797. This one says, just get a win, control the game. That's what I need to see.
I agree. Control the game. And it should be controlled from the start to the end. Like, it should just be, we're going in there, we're going to play our brand of football, we're going to bully you, and you're never really going to have a chance to be a part of this game.
Too much inconsistency with this team. The highs are high, the lows are low. The O-line, Goff, the defense, coaching, special teams. I want to see a couple complete games so I can believe they can make it through the playoffs. I think that's a great point. That's Matt and Heartland.
And that's in all three phases.
Think about when he made the comment about the fronts they've faced. The best fronts they've faced so far are, we say, Green Bay with those two edge rushers.
Yeah, the Browns.
Yeah, and again,
as a defensive front,
different results in those two games.
Yeah,
Tampa.
Yeah, sure, Tampa. Now in that game, they got sputtered out at midfield a lot. It was not a great offensive day. Kansas City with Jones over the middle gave them problems. They only scored 7 points in the second half.
I think maybe
and then
defensively,
last week, Minnesota underrated front. Like, they can bring a lot of stuff. They have not shown a consistency, and that's the biggest thing. If the goal is not beat the Commanders and get to 11 or 12 wins, maybe win the division, the goal is to win the Super Bowl.
Right, and I think maybe what I really want to see is the energy that we saw the defense play with against Tampa. I want to see that same energy through all three phases in the same game.
Some good texts, some room on the phones, Cookie Jar at 735. We'll get to MLB free agency, 8 o'clock. It's 97.1. Lions fans, if you tried to go to games, you know how expensive these tickets are, which is why 1800 Tequila wants to hook you up. It's the world's most awarded tequila, and it's a proud partner of the Detroit Lions. They're giving away tickets to a future game. Here's the deal. 971theticket.com for details. Click on the ticket event page. Come out, enjoy tequila, chance to win tickets to a future Lions game. How expensive the tickets are, you can't miss your chance. And don't forget to make 1800 Tequila part of your game day lineup all season long. Victory never tasted so good. 1800 Tequila, proud partner of the Detroit Lions. Please drink responsibly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Some ticket techs, revenge game, statement game. Is it just as simple as win the game, or do you need to see more? Tech says, I could care less about revenge. This is just another game against another bad team. All I want to do is be winning and be healthy. No more big injuries. Another one says, there is no revenge. There is no satisfaction. Just win. That's all I care about is winning. I could care less what the stats are or the problems from a previous year. That's from Nick in Port Huron.
No, it's about the problems for this year and making sure that this is a step in the right direction, that you start to see some things being fixed.
Guys, three of our offensive tackles are hurt. Our center is not good. The question is not how Awosika plays, but what is our offensive line unit supposed to do to succeed on Sunday? We haven't created run lanes up the middle for two games.
Well, play with good technique. And this is where I when we had the question in the Thursday touchdown about, you know, is this more on the offensive line or is it on John Morton? Yeah, and you said, what is it?
80-20?
80-20, yeah. I think it's more 60-40, where you've got to know what blocks are the interior three really good at. How do they work together? And what angles do they need to make those blocks better? Because with personnel groups, formation, motions, you can create angles that are advantageous to your blockers up front.
Nerd out for a second here, because the Lions offensive line run a variety of concepts. Mm-hmm. Inside zone, outside zone, counters, traps.
Right. And so if
it's finding, you may have to like just focus on a couple schemes that you think, one, makes sense for this week, but two, play to your personnel, right?
Right. Yeah, sure. Gap schemes. And that's where I want to see, what does Awosika do well? Like, okay, he needs to be good in pass protection. That's a standard. But is he a really good puller? If he is, now all of a sudden, If you're running that counter to the right side and he's your puller and you bring in Laporta as the extra guy, you know, ramming up through the interior of that offensive line, it allows Ratledge to just come off the ball. There's no read. All right. It's step and whoever presents themselves block it. If there's no one there, you go to the next guy. Like you want to make it, let these guys be as aggressive as they can possibly be without being tentative coming off the ball. And it could be as simple as like Graham Glasgow right now. He has a hard time reaching a wide one technique to a two eye. If that guy is on top of Ratledge right now, now all of a sudden it's really hard for him to combo with Ratledge to get that defensive tackle reached. But if you're going to run a counter to the left and he's blocking back on that guy, now he's got the advantage.
Yep.
If you're running a scheme where, okay, yeah, his body presence is there. If you're running a read to the left and now Ratledge has to get his head across, it's not that difficult, shouldn't be that difficult to get your head across the two-eye technique with center presence. So these are all things that you get to the line of scrimmage and maybe you put more on Jared Goff. You get to the line of scrimmage. This is where you've got to get into the huddle, break the huddle with 13, 14 seconds left. So you get to the line of scrimmage and Jared Goff can make some checks.
Well, and that part of it is on play design. You know, as much as we talk about getting a good push, that's why you brought, you know, your percentage on Morton up a little more than me. Another text says, what excuses are we going to use when the team starts 5-5 after a couple more weeks and finish 8-9 and miss the playoffs? Free passes for Holmes, Campbell, and the rest? Josh in a truck.
No. No. And I mean, if they lose this game and they end up 5-5 after 10 games, Then you start issues. Having the question, not just the, okay, the division. You might that one might be sailed.
Yeah.
But now you're in an absolute fight for your playoff life.
Yep. Especially with the way this division stands right now. Everybody's at or above 500.
This is maybe the best way to put it is this is a must-win game. You have to win this game. And because if you lose this one, then you go to Philly and everybody's going to, no one's going to think that you can get that one done. And if you are 5-5, looking at the rest of the schedule, it doesn't eliminate you. It's way too early, but the panic meter would be through the roof.
It would. I think it's more than just win the game, though. I really do. I know you say must win. You got to more than win the game because you got to build some confidence. Can't eke it out as a big favorite against a beat-up team that has no business being in the playoff talk. Mm-hmm. You got to go in there and look the part.
Yeah, it's got to be a confidence win. You got to stop the run. You got to be good against the pass. And you must, maybe it's just as simple as you got to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, John, to rephrase it, I think this is a Friday night lights game. Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
Yeah.
Not must win, can't lose.
Mm-hmm. Speaking difference. Of Friday night games. Jack's playing against your alma mater.
What's the showdown?
CC versus Brighton tonight.
Usually reserved for the skating rink in the hockey.
Yes.
I can't believe what I was about to say. Do you know what I was about to say?
No, what?
I said, what's the
line?
Yeah. What's wrong with me? Oh, it's high school football.
Hold on. Stoney sent me last week. Apparently Wes Bloomfield was out. One of their UCLA commits did not play in the game last week and sat. And he sent me, I project the line is Brighton -7.5. I didn't check the score.
Well, we missed it. We could have put it in the picks.
Well, Brighton won. Creating the matchup tonight.
Brighton CC, I'll take the points. Anyway, we'll get to the cookie jar at 7:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, Antonio Brown is under arrest and back in the United States about 6 months after he was accused of trying to shoot and kill a man at a boxing event in Florida. He was extradited from Dubai on attempted murder charges and booked into a jail in New Jersey. This happened on Thursday. He's then going to be transported to Miami, where he's set to face trial for the incident. He has been adamant that he was simply protecting himself from people who were trying to jump and rob him. But yet he did need to get to Dubai as fast as possible.
Yeah, he was out of the gummies that he was using for self-defense earlier in his life.
Jeez Louise.
I want to point out, I don't believe he ever got his degree from Central Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. A CMU alumni?
No, you didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
He played football there. Didn't get his degree, I don't think.
Well, he graduated he was there. Early.
Yeah, but if he had finished his degree, I think he would have been a more well-rounded person.
If he graduated early, then he graduated.
Oh, he went to the pros. You can leave early.
Left early. That's but you said he graduated
early.
Said
he left early.
Words matter.
I don't believe he got his degree. We should look into that. I don't want to claim him.
You guys, I've got some very sad news to report out of the NFL. Dallas Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Kneeland died Thursday morning of an apparent suicide. He was just 24 years old. The team did release a statement saying that it is with extreme sadness that the Cowboys share that Marshawn Kneeland tragically passed away this morning. He was a beloved teammate and member of our organization. Our thoughts and prayers are with his girlfriend and his family. He was in the middle of his second season in the NFL, just scored his first touchdown days ago. Mm-hmm. Police say that they attempted to pull him over for a traffic violation, but he refused to stop. And after calling off the pursuit, troopers found his car crashed and abandoned. Hours later, they did find him with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. It's just a tragic story when you hear the details, because before the crash, he allegedly had sent a group text message to his family, to his friends, saying goodbye. His girlfriend alerted police as well, saying that he was armed. He was in the middle of this mental health crisis and had a history with mental health issues. Shared that she thought, or he had stated, that he would end it all. And I think even some teammates or families within the organization were worried about this email or text message that he had sent out.
Yeah.
It's so tragic.
Way too young. Way too many things in his corner. But again, you just never know what somebody's dealing with.
Yeah, I think that's the takeaway is as much as on the outside you would have thought this guy's got it all made, he was dealing with some demons. Mm-hmm.
Cancellations and delays are starting to pile up as the FAA ordered airlines to cut thousands of flights across the U.S. So according to this flight tracking website, as of 4:25 this morning, 815 flights have been canceled, 405 have been delayed. It sounds like Delta has plans to scratch roughly 170 flights today. American Airlines plans to cut 220 a day through Monday. I did try to find out what's going on in Detroit. It sounds like so far 33 flights coming and going from Detroit Metro Airport have already been canceled. If you're going to go to the airport or you're traveling, obviously make sure you check your flight information before you head to the airport so you don't just have to turn right back around.
Yeah.
The FAA has said reductions would start with 4% and then ramp up to 10% by November 14th. And of course, this is all because of the ongoing government shutdown.
And I know people are waiting for it then, but is this the longest shutdown?
This is the longest shutdown.
So who knows?
Some more sad news. A newly elected Auburn Hills city councilman died the day he was elected. Greg Ouellette was one of four people elected to the city council. And according to his wife, it was like a lifelong dream of his to be a city council member. And the day that he was elected, he ended up passing away.
What did he pass away from?
This article doesn't say. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he served nearly 28 years in Auburn Hills on the Planning Commission. And it says the new city council will be sworn in on the 17th, but that will be following a tribute to Ouellette in all of the years he worked in the community. Finally, Sydney Sweeney. She trained really hard for this. Like, she trained for this boxing movie to play Christy Martin in the movie Christy. And now she wants to put her training to the test and fight in a charity boxing match.
Mm. Against who?
Well, we don't know yet, but I have a feeling people would watch. She says, it's a surprise. You'll have to wait. I'm serious. You got to stay tuned for the pay-per-view and you'll see it. And it sounds like Christy wants to be her promoter and already has some people in mind who she could fight, but she didn't say who.
Huh. One last bit of news. Apparently, Antonio Brown did go back to school and get his degree in 2023 from Central Michigan University.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta own him.
Gotta get that education, man. So important.
Uh-huh.
It's Heather with the news. Cookie Jar next, 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, of course, I'm going to turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as an individual, as a person, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their communities and their customers succeed. And you can count on that, especially the communities, because First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community, because it's their community as well, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, all you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's the Cookie Jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. A member of the show has already caved. When should the Christmas season start? I'm talking music. I'm talking movies. I'm talking tree. So
who's publicly said that they caved?
Me.
Yeah.
Well, my children, really.
And so just Christmas music?
Oh, the music's been going far before Halloween, actually. But yeah. We've watched our first Christmas movie already.
What was the movie?
Rudolph.
I think the Christmas season should start that first week of November. I'm not going to say it has to be the first. It kind of lines up well because the first was Saturday. So if you wanted to start putting away all the Halloween stuff, get the Christmas stuff out. Christmas music is, I've said this before, I will listen to it 12 months out of the year. I love Christmas music. There's only one song I can't stand.
What's that?
That's the Mariah Carey one. But I think you can start your Christmas whatever you want. I think the most appropriate is once you get into November, you start getting the lights up, you start getting the tree out. Things, it doesn't have to all come out at once, but it's a process.
I used to always be the weekend after Thanksgiving. Let's finish one holiday before we move on to the next. But now I am basically November 1st. It is Christmas mode.
Day after Thanksgiving. Let Thanksgiving have its own holiday and then we can move on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great job, Greg. I'm with that. Now, I have put up the outdoor lights on Thanksgiving morning before if it's a nice weather.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody else is cooking. I got 3 hours to do it before the Lions start. But yeah, I want Thanksgiving to have its own. And I really don't care for there to be like a Christmas tree up in, you know, the living room. And we're doing Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday.
Look, if you want to put your lights up like this weekend, mm-hmm. because it's nice out, but like to actually celebrate Christmas.
Well, you can put them up, you just can't turn them on?
Yeah, don't turn them on.
Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Come on.
After Thanksgiving.
In terms of the music, it irritates me almost. I don't need it until at least December.
Have you started your Christmas shopping, John?
I have. In fact, the first one may arrive today. So I've started it and we have, had all of the kids prepare their list for Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. And so we at least know kind of, we're starting to map out for them, but yes, I've already started my Christmas shopping.
Oh yeah, me too. I'm nearly done with the kids.
Oh,
except
really?
For whatever they ask Santa for, mm-hmm. which I'm hoping maybe is already hiding in my closet. We'll mm-hmm. see. I don't know. But yes, I've already started for sure.
Yeah. That's a negatory.
Yeah. No and no. Although I will say this, if I see something, I'll unintentionally Christmas shop. If I see something, if there's something there that, oh, this would be a great Christmas gift, then I would like buy it now.
Right. So it at least enters your mind that you're starting to think of Christmas presents.
Yeah. Especially Sammy's in the football card. So like if I'm in Meijer and they've just been stocked. There we go.
Yeah.
It'll sneak up on you. Yep. I've started. All right. Next one. Hot debate on the internet. Mm. Eliminate one piece from the Chex Mix.
Chex Mix is disgusting.
Really?
I can't even tell you the last time I would have eaten any Chex Mix.
Wow.
It is 100% disgusting. So I wanted to do a little bit of recon here and see, okay, where, you know, when did Chex Mix become a thing? You know who started Chex Mix?
Who?
Ralston Purina, the animal feed dog food company. They repurposed all of the ingredients that they feed livestock, that they feed animals, your own pet. They just said, hey, let's make it a little bit nicer. Let's feed it to humans.
John, you don't like pretzels, Chex cereal?
I like pretzels by themselves. Chex cereal, absolutely not. So I was trying to figure out what part of this do I like the least.
It's the most dog food.
Yeah. Is that white bumpy stick that's in there?
Yeah, that little breadstick.
What is that?
Like the zigzag.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, pretzels by themselves, I'll eat pretzels. But the rest of it, Chex by itself, no.
Let me jump in because I'm with you. The mini breadstick is what I would eliminate. Yeah.
Really? Okay, so looking at the mix, there's two pretzels in the mix. I don't need two different types of pretzels. I would eliminate that square pretzel because if you take a handful and you've got a whole mix and you eat it and that pretzel's the wrong way, it like can cut the roof of your mouth.
The grid pretzel.
Get rid of that pretzel. Just keep the round one and move on.
I'm going to say any of the assorted nuts. If I want to get nuts, I'll get nuts, to quote Michael Keaton.
I'm getting rid of the pretzels. I'll eat pretzels alone. I like the other stuff. That's what makes it unique. Although I would never like buy Chex Mix for myself, but if somebody has it out at a party, I'll munch on it a little bit.
Have you ever had it warmed up, like in the oven? It's a game changer.
No, but I would.
What are the little brown things called? Well,
that's, the rye chip.
That was the debate.
That's like what broke the internet. It's because apparently you either love the rye chip or you hate the rye chip.
I love it. And I've had it with spinach dip. That's outstanding.
Sure. You might pick out one thing in there and eat it and use it as a transport for something else. But by itself, blech.
Wow.
Michigan and Western Michigan won't play in Germany. Sigh of relief from John. But I'm going to make you pick a country you'd want to go see your team play in.
Ireland. I think Ireland would be great. And I would just love to go. Why are you?
I didn't make a
sound. Oh, okay. I don't know why it's funny, but
I'm not doing something I thought about doing.
Ireland. Yeah, your Irish voice.
Yes.
Looking for Tom's pot of gold. That's a country I just would love to go visit, and especially if somebody else is footing the bill, heck, I'll go. And that's one that I would want Lisa to come to as well. I want to experience that one together, where it's the Irish whiskey, it's the, you know, just the landscape.
The
I want to see it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I would love to see that too. You could say anywhere and I would love it. I've been to Switzerland, and while it doesn't scream football, I do the backdrop.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And there was a time where Michigan was supposed to play Rutgers, and I believe it was supposed to be in Ireland. And trust me, I would much rather go and fly all the way to Ireland than to Piscataway, New Jersey. It's terrible.
How about Australia, mate? No language barrier, I don't think, to overcome. And plus, if we watch TV, get to see an episode of Bluey in the Wild.
So there's no parameters on this. So I got pretty specific. And I think Greg's, by the way, is going to happen as soon as next season, the Australia thing.
Mm-hmm. Papua New Guinea? Is yours Papua New Guinea?
No. I am going with, I want the Lions to open the season next year against the Patriots in Brazil if they don't win the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because they're due an international game, and there's not really the time change to deal with it. So I think it would be cool to have it start on that Friday night. But this does say that... I want them to win the Super Bowl, so I really don't want this to happen.
So I thought about, like, I wouldn't pick a tier one destination for me because I'd want to just go somewhere to go somewhere. I wouldn't want, but tier two, Ireland's a tier two destination for me. There's no language barrier, was Greg's point. It's somewhere I do want to go. My mom's side's Irish. Ireland was mine. Last one. I'll admit to something I probably shouldn't. Fair or foul. Treating red lights as four-way stops at 4 a.m. on the way into work.
What?
This drives me nuts.
No one's there. Wait, one Mississippi, two Mississippi. All right, I'm making a left. I'm making a right.
Tom, your reaction this morning?
Didn't I go, what?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was me.
Oh, yeah, that one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a...
If they wanted it to be a four-way stop, they can program it to blink red. If they just wanted you to slow down and yield, they would make it blinking yellow. There is a reason why they have red lights. It is intended for you to stop, and when it turns to green, you can proceed safely.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do it, but I guess if no one's there to see you and you get away with it. But I'm of the belief that let's extrapolate that one.
If no one's there to see you do it, you could just do anything wrong you want.
You sure could. I wouldn't. I said I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it, but I guess for him, I'd always be worried that, okay, I'm going to go and it's red still and there's going to be an officer waiting in the darkness that I can't see and then boom, I get a ticket. So no, I just follow the rules.
Well, aren't you two all better than everybody else? I come up to that. There's the two on Franklin Road.
Yes.
Man, I look once, give it twice. Man, you're lucky if I stop sometimes. Yeah, I go.
There you go.
Wow.
Instant gratification is a problem in our society, and that's exactly what this is. Mm. You're breaking the law.
It hurts nobody. It saves me time. Who's getting hurt?
Until it becomes so second nature that, like Greg, you don't stop and you don't look and you don't see, and then all of a sudden, bang!
Most lights are about 25 seconds. I would just say on an average, you know, that you seriously just can't sit there and wait. And does that, do you need that 25 seconds in the morning?
But it's, I could wait. I don't.
You think the show's better because you do that? Because you get here earlier?
It's a critical piece of the show is that I save 1 minute of commute time.
It's not like you're burning any gas.
How long are you waiting to get that one in?
That thing stalls out if it just sits there too long.
All right. It's a cookie jar. Moran Chevrolet, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit. It's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-to-verizon/.
That's friend of the show, John Morosi on MLB Network. Jalen Duran, free agency's here. Moves are going to be made in Major League Baseball. We're going to spend some time on that. We've got ticket techs reacting to the cookie jar. But John, what do you make of what Morosi threw out there? We also have some insiders talking Scooble. We'll talk a little baseball. But what's your reaction to Duran?
More good players. Yes, please. Especially bats, a little bit more power, you know, in the outfield. And, I mean, we saw him last year a couple of times, and you know, the athleticism in the outfield will take all of it.
4.7 WAR last year.
He's a lefty though, right?
He is. So he wouldn't be the only bat you'd be adding. You need to get a righty. 4.7 WAR last year is better than any Tigers bat. Better than Carp, better than Green. He would be the best hitter on the team. And if you think, well, was that like a fluke? No, the year before he had an 8 WAR. He's a triples machine, which would play well at Comerica Park. He's a good fielder. Only Torres and Torque walked more than him. He's under club control for 3 years. Now, you'd have to give up some of the precious, the guys they weren't willing to trade at the deadline. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, like, imagine a world where you traded for him and signed Bregman. There's your righty. There's your infield. There's your outfield. There's your two primo bats. We'll talk about it. 248-539-9797. That and more that's being bantied about as free agency is hit in Major League Baseball. On the cookie jar, Jim, you're not breaking the law. Everyone else is doing it. It's a stupid rule. Signed, Connor Stallions.
Yep.
That one hurts. Any law with no victim is an unjust law. It's all about control. You go, Jim.
Okay.
Got the libertarians on my side.
Uh-huh.
John is a sad human. That's all this text says.
Oh, okay.
Ended with a period.
Yeah. Thank you, Sparty.
Says, Jesus, Captain America got to follow all the rules no matter what the situation. I'm running that damn light. Team Cookies, Roy and Clarkston.
Okay.
4 a.m., red light. Obviously, you can proceed after stopping. This is common knowledge.
That is not common knowledge, but on Twitch, doesn't the smart car stop itself? Here's another one. And you know a cop won't give Cookies a warning once he sees that electric car. Ooh, Mr. Saving the Environment is too good to wait at a red light.
You'll see your car flagged and realize who you are and how you've jinxed all our teams.
I didn't have Jansen this morning giving me driver's ed training flashbacks, Mike in Ferndale. Don't act like he's doing a bad thing, you losers. What if, quote, everyone else is doing it?
Yeah, I don't buy that.
You don't think so?
No, if everyone else is doing it, no.
Well, first of all, everyone is not on the road at 4 a.m., which is why you can.
No,
well,
you're including everyone that is on the road. And your lack of respect for your fellow driver
John, if another driver's got the green light, by all means, buddy, I got to wait for you.
I mean, everyone else is doing it is kind of the whole reason why we have an NIL and transferring, because the SEC, everybody was doing it. So why don't we do it?
So you're blaming me for NIL and the transfer portal, too?
Yeah.
Okay. On the Chex Mix conversation, forgive me, but I'm not going to take snack food advice from a guy who dips beef jerky into a jar of queso on road trips. Chex Mix is a quality snack. Signed, Tom.
The beef jerky into the queso is really good. Really good.
Chex Mix is human kibble, signed Alex in Ann Arbor.
Yes. Originated by the dog food company.
John, you've never had the chance to try chocolate Chex cereal. It's incredible. As a chocolate cereal lover, you have to give it a chance. Troy in Carlton.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think of the last time I actually had cereal.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. You do not seem like a cereal eater.
No, it's been years since I've had breakfast cereal.
Plain Cheerios.
No, I mean, Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks would be my go-to.
Apple Jacks, yes.
But the problem is, so here's why I don't have cereal, is that is, as soon as you have one bowl, then you're like, well, there's still some milk, so you put a little bit more cereal in there, and then you're like, oh, I added too much cereal, then you add more milk. And before I know it, I've eaten the whole box. Like, I can't stop.
By the way, with this red light thing, aren't you surprised he does that considering he's from Livonia?
Right. Well, we're not sure. He says he is.
What is this attack on my character?
Well.
I'm not messing around in Livonia. I'm messing around in Southfield on the way into work.
No. Okay. Well, but what I heard was he doesn't think Southfield cops care.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what I heard.
As soon as I said it, I knew that's how you were going to twist this. All right, come get me, Southfield police.
I can't wait for next week for you to walk in with a ticket.
Oh.
I might not even make it out of the parking lot today. They're just going to wait for me.
If I'm a Southfield police officer, I line up down the street from you. I just follow you all the way in and wait for it.
On the Christmas question, Thanksgiving starts the Christmas season. That's signed, John. Thank you. Christmas doesn't start until the Friday after Thanksgiving. No tree, no movies, no music. Thanksgiving, and then it's on. I like that Heather blames her kids for something she wants to do. We know who put the tree up and has the music playing. It's you.
I do love Christmas, but the kids love it more than me.
Yeah.
Emily will ask for Christmas music all year round, kind of like you. Eventually, we kind of told her, like, let's enjoy some Halloween-type music, and then we'll get to the Christmas. She loves Christmas.
Teddy as well, and Teddy can't wait to go see Santa Claus. We are putting the letter together, and it's just, we had gotten a new tree and put it up just to make sure that, hey, once we got, like, all the lights and everything work, and I had to wait for him to you know, take a nap. He doesn't nap every day for it to disappear because it would have been Teddy versus dad tug of war on the Christmas tree.
We're going to get into some baseball talk in the 8 o'clock hour. You heard a little bit of Morosi on a potential Tigers target. We have Ken Rosenthal on the Scooble stuff, the latest. Want to just set sort of a plan or an outline for how this could go for the Tigers this offseason. All our baseball coverage presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get into baseball in the next hour. We'll get to Brendan Shabath rocking a pink hoodie for the update. It's all coming up right here, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.